Richard, starting with you, suppose your grandfather brought home a few trinkets from the war and you decide to sell them on an online auction website. Just trinkets, flags, posters, skulls, nothing weird. Now, the winning bid comes in and you realise from the winning bidder's username that he is a Nazi sympathiser. Do you still sell him the goods?
Well, are the goods Nazi-based goods?
There's an element there in that the Nazis were involved. My history's limited, but the Nazis were very much involved with that conflict.
Well, you know, you can't, if you're selling Nazi memorabilia over the internet, you kind of expect that probably will be bought by a Nazi, don't you? I mean, I think if you go, I'm selling this, but it must be bought by someone with no interest in Nazi Germany, or no...
By deciding
to sell the things in the first place, surely I've abnegated the responsibility to decide who purchases them.
So you're now saying that it's fine, even though you've seen his username come up, Adolf 1. Did I not mention that?
That could be any Adolf.
And you're using...
could be... I was going to say Adolf Eichmann. That isn't much better.
No.
Can I argue that actually a Nazi sympathiser could do a great deal of ill with a large amount of money if he chose to?
That is true.
And actually, I would rather he had some worthless trinkets that only he could worship and not the money with which he could do real evil.
You would have no problem, basically.
I would be uncomfortable about selling stuff to a Nazi.
Really?
But I would still sell them, so I got the money.
So you're not bothered by the
How
fact
much money
that
is it?
It's an awful lot of money.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay. When I say money, actually he's going to pay in gold bars. And you'll have to bring them into a bank.
I don't know if morally you have a right to criticise someone in this circumstance for their political choices. So if you start saying, I'm not going to sell anything to anyone because I disagree with their political values, then you are as bad as the Nazi.
But if you don't start judging people, you're lost in a moral vacuum where you don't stand either side of the fence.
If you have come full circle and become a Nazi just like him, then you might as well just give him the goods and take the money because it's just two Nazi sympathisers to go. It's all right.
Maybe just sympathise with them because they lost the war. Go, oh, bad luck.
Okay, well, Godwin's law says the debate is over when you start talking about Nazis. I think the last 10 minutes of our lives have proved we really should have listened to that law.